I'd like to thank HALA for sponsoring this event and thank all of you for attending this evening to hear from Nick and I and our platforms and what we feel about Hudson and how we feel Hudson should move forward. I'd like to introduce a couple people before I start, if I may. I'd like to introduce my wife, Pamela, 19 years in the front row here. My daughter, Shannon, is also here. My son, Christopher, I wanted him to come, but he's a junior and a varsity football player, so he chose to go to football practice. I have no idea in that respect. So. I'd also like to introduce my parents sitting in the back, my mother, Patricia, and my father, William Sr. My niece, Kendra, and my sister, Debbie, sitting in the back. Thank you. I'd like to start off by telling you that I've lived here all my life. I was born in 1965. I'm 46 years old. Born and raised by parents who instilled in me that you give the mutual respect, regardless of race or nationality, to the people that you live with, you see on a daily basis, and that you grow up with in your community. Now, I grew up in the days in Hudson where some of you will remember this and some of you won't remember this because you just moved here. And I agree with what Reverend Grant said in regards to, you know, there is no us and them anymore here in the city of Hudson. We're all Hudsonians. But what I'd like to mention to you is the fact that I grew up in the days when, you know, the Academy Hill Playground was going on and bed races were going on and soapbox derbies. And, you know, we had the Italian block parties and we had the Polish block parties, and it was a great community to grow up in and to live in. And it was based on the values that my parents gave me that made me decide that I wanted to give back to the community and I wanted to give back to those who had given so much to me for all those years. At the age of 21, the young age of 21 actually, I decided to do that and get into law enforcement. I graduated Albany Police Academy in 1987. I then came back to the city of Hudson where I was a police officer for 8.5 years. During that time, I was able to accomplish a lot. I was given a life savings award for saving the life of an individual here in the city of Hudson. I was given a lot of meritorial service awards and was one of the first officers to be involved with community policing down below 3rd Street and start a neighborhood watch at the Hudson Terrace Apartments, which then moved to the high rise and then Providence Hall. In 1995, I took a lateral transfer to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, and I thank Linda Mossman in the front here, sitting in the front for picking up the neighborhood watches after I had gone to the Sheriff's Office. When I took the lateral transfer at the Sheriff's Office, I was made a drug abuse resistance education instructor in the year 2000. As a DARE instructor, I instructed DARE to over 10,000 kids in a 7-year period at the schools of Ichabod Crane, Germantown, New Lebanon, and Taconic Hills. I was made a deputy of the year at the Sheriff's Office in 2002. And in 2007, after a 21-year career, stellar career if, as far as I'm concerned, I decided to retire. The reason I got into law enforcement was because I wanted to give back and I wanted to serve the public. When I got out of law enforcement, I ended up starting as a safety officer, or being hired as a safety officer at the Hudson School District, where I presently am a safety officer and have been for the last 5 years. But that wasn't enough. I decided 2 years ago that I wanted to run for an elected position so that I could represent the people even more of the city of Hudson than I had in law enforcement. I ran in the 3rd ward as supervisor and was successful, and I've been a county supervisor for the last 2 years, during which time as county supervisor, I was able to work in a bipartisan fashion with all the other supervisors. To me, it's about issues, it's about people, it's not about the party that you represent. I was able to help keep DSS in the city of Hudson. I was able to vote for a 0% tax increase in last year's budget. and I understand the issues. I am compassionate and passionate about the issues and the public, and I feel that my experience brings me to the forefront of being the next mayor in the city of Hudson. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Nicholas Haddad.
Hello.
My name is Nick Haddad, and I'm running for mayor. And I thank you, Halla, for sponsoring this debate. And I thank you, Bill Hallenbeck, for participating with me tonight, and to everybody in the room for your attendance. I'd also like to introduce a few people in the audience. My wife, Carrie, who I've been married to for 28 years. And my son Henry, who's in the back room, who's been a tremendous help throughout the election, has been shouldering a lot of load for his father. Thank you very much, Henry. And I'd also like to draw your attention to my father, Art Haddad, who's sitting in the front. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about my father. Frame the conversation a little bit tonight. My father grew up in a small mill town in Connecticut. He was an all-state athlete. The war came along in 42, and all he really wanted to do was go to college. But 8 weeks out of high school, he was in North Africa with the 1st Division, into Sicily, up through Italy. He made the jump on Normandy, Omaha Beach, and ended the war in the Battle of the Bulge in Belgium. I talk about him, and the reason I'm discussing this is because what his generation did, as we call them, the greatest generation, is they provided us our future and our present right now, and we owe them a great deal. What we have today is because of the incalculable sacrifices they made for our future. I'm here tonight to talk about our future, Hudson's future, a shared future. A future where all of us, regardless of race, station, or faith, have the opportunity to participate in our community. And that participation will be fundamental. And by that I mean we will have jobs. We will have opportunity. We will create a quality of life that reflects our hopes and aspirations. We will be open and participatory. We will be fair, and the playing field will be level. I will ask all of you present tonight, and those who are not, to sit at our table, and I will ask for your input. I bring to this future real-world experience, the experience of creating successful jobs and managing people. Rebuilding our city requires our most precious asset. You, our citizens, and your participation. I ask each and every one of you talented people in this room the question, what can you do to make Hudson reflect your aspirations? We will discuss education, how essential it is that our public schools reflect and mirror our dreams and our memories, and how we can make our schools a magnet for people to want to participate in our future and in our community. We will encourage small businesses to relocate here. We are more than shovel ready, and we have a ready-to-go workforce ready to fill those roles. Those small businesses will help them, will provide us revenue, and that revenue stream and those jobs will help underwrite our future. We must talk about taxes and affordable housing. We need complete transparency. We must also ensure that everyone in this city has access to safe and affordable housing. We must become Hudson-centric and realistic in the knowledge that for our future to be bright, we must work together. Putting partisan politics behind us and sitting down at a table with no anger nor agenda, with only the best of purpose in mind. I know this won't be easy, nor will it happen overnight, but I know this, that I can count on each and every one of you in this room to help me create this future, for I know we share the same hopes and dreams. That is my promise, and thank you.